The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 this is DJ Zay here to bring you some good vibes for a short time here on Social X. Let's talk about it. All right, let's get to it. This week's episode is called Toxic. We're going to be talking about a guide to how to get rid of toxic people and things that may be in your life. So a toxic person, right, is anyone whose behavior adds negatively and upsets to your life. Many times people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and own traumas, and that's fine because we all got stress and we all got trauma. To do this, they act in ways that don't present them in the best light and usually upset others along the way. I'm just saying. So like, how do we eliminate toxic people and things from our life? Let them know how you feel while you do not owe them an explanation at all. This is probably more for you, you know, just like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Even if they don't ask, if there's someone upsetting you, you definitely want to make sure that they are, like, you know, understanding how you're feeling, because they can't fix it if you don't tell them. Also, put some distance between you and that person or that thing. You know, like, maybe Netflix is toxic for you. I know it's toxic for me. I need to stop watching Netflix every single day. That's just DJ Zay's personal thing. But maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a partner and you guys need to take a break. LOL, like, I'm rooting for you guys, like, all the way, if you want to be rooted for. I don't know, because I don't know who, and this is a podcast, I don't know who you are. But basically, just, like, maybe it helps to put some distance between you and that, whatever. Just because reevaluation is great, guys. We talked a little bit about that last week, reflection. If you guys didn't hear my last week's podcast, go ahead and check that out, because it's definitely beneficial and helpful. We learned how to connect with people. It's through a game, and reflect on ourselves, and also to perceive people better, or to be more open-minded when we're perceiving people. And then set hard boundaries. So if they're toxic and they're just adding negative vibes to your vibe, set a hard boundary. Like, look, I don't want to hang out with you. Like, one-on-one. We can hang out in a group. That's fair. So that's totally fine. I definitely have some people that I'm not too vibey with, but I also want to make sure I'm not burning bridges or anything, but I'm making sure that they know it's clear how I feel. I'm making sure that I know that they know that the boundary is set. Like, hey, we're not going to hang out one-on-one. We're not going to be besties, but I can be cordial with you because, you know, for the betterment of our friend group, or for the betterment of, I don't know, if we're working on an assignment together, that I'm going to do what it needs to, you know, I'm going to do what it takes to get that A, you know. Don't be pulled into any crisis, or bullied. Yeah, don't be bullied into any crisis. Like, a lot of toxic people will sometimes make you feel like you have to do things you don't want to do. You don't have to do that. Don't, you know, like, a lot of toxic people will basically trauma dump on you. You know, if you're like, you, that's why you have to kind of set those hard boundaries. Like, look, we tried this before. Like, you always get me roped in about a mess I don't want to be involved in, respectfully. So if you could just not trauma dump, that'd be great. You know, like, because it's just not fair to me to always want to hear about your issues, especially if that toxic person usually does not care about your issues. That's what a friend is. And if that friend is not, you know, usually putting forth the effort, asking you how you're doing, checking in with you. We talked a little bit about that last week too in the game. We're not really strangers. Then maybe that's not a good friend. And maybe that's a toxic person in your life. Spend more time with positive people. I don't even need to go into that. Like, just do it, girl. Just, or boy, or they, she, they, whatever, you know. We're all inclusive here. Just, like, be around positive energy all the time, period. And then talk to someone. Please talk to someone. You have to, like, it's toxic if you don't talk about like your feelings, low key, it's like, because if you just have all these emotions and feelings pent up all the time, and you're not talking to anyone about it, that is a little toxic, because you're not allowing yourself to be expressive. You're not allowing yourself to be social, and you're not allowing yourself to really let others know how you're feeling. Because you know what, empathy is real, and you deserve to tell people how you feel too. Everyone deserves to hear everyone's side of something, and that's totally fine. Like, everyone should, you know, speak their truth. And so if you're denying people your truth, that's not only like, you know, a minus for them, but it's a minus for you, because you deserve to be heard. So yeah, talk to someone, guys. Whether it's your therapist, your best friend, your mom, or it's not really healthy to do it to yourself, but you could do that. And then we have, last but not least, we have forgive, but don't forget. Guys, I'm not going to even lie. DJJ has a hard time with this one. Little story time. So I've had some friends when I first got to college. And it was great. And you, like, it's the first week of college, and you want to be friends with everyone. You want to kind of find out who your clique is. I hate cliques. At least I hate like exclusive cliques. Like, I feel like I have a clique, but they're really inclusive. They like ask any new person that they see every day to like hang out. So like, that's what I like. We could have a totally new person in our friend group. Well, I love that about my clique. Anyways, I hate exclusive cliques. I'll change my wording. And they weren't too nice. As soon as you get to know people, you get to know the things that they like and stuff like that. And if they're that type of person, where this girl was that type of person, and she doesn't like, we don't like the same things, or she doesn't like something I said or did, it's like, if you don't like the things that I do, how I do things, you know, it's personally like my opinion. If you don't like my personal opinions and you can't respect them, it's totally valid if you don't like my opinions. But if you can't respect my opinions, it's not going to work out for us. Sorry, honey. I'm just saying, like, because it was a situation where they would hold these things against me without me even knowing. We talked about it. We apologized. I thought we moved on. And so if you're not moving on from that, then what are you doing? You're just holding up rage. You're basically a Cancer sign. It's astrological signs. It's a zodiac thing. And so, like, Cancers do that. Don't come for me, guys. Don't come for DJZ. You know, Cancers be having a lot of emotions, and they hold them in, and then they eventually, like, are a ticking time bomb. Anyways, back to the podcast. This person was holding in all that negative energy and thought, and just like, girl, isn't that a lot? That's a lot to do. That's a lot to do for you, because I'm not worried about it. I'm moving on. I'm thinking that, you know, we're friends, we're besties. You know, we work through our issues and stuff, especially if we talk about them and, you know, hugged and stuff. She initiated these conversations, guys, because there were some incidents where we butted heads. And you know, she's like, I'm sorry I reacted that way, and I'm just like, can we move on? And I'm like, sure, yeah, we hug, we move on, we go do something the next night with the rest of the friend group. Guys, apparently, one day she decides she want to snuff me and like, just not invite me to things, like not answer my calls, or like, you know, just be salty and rude here and there and all the time. And I, you know, DJ, he confronted her straight up next day. I was like, what's your problem? Is there something going on? Do we need to talk again? Do we need to do this again? And she basically was like, well, you did this, na, 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 na. And I was like, girl, didn't we move on? Didn't we have a whole conversation about these things and that we forgave each other? Because I'm all down for forgiving. But here, tunes back into this, forgive but don't forget. Like, if you can't forgive someone and move on, then that's fine. Maybe that person is just not meant to be in your life. Like no shade, not to like, I'm not telling you guys to cut people out of your life. This is all about being social. But like, you have to be social with the right people. And this person was not trying to be social with DJ Zay. Like, if you don't want to be my friend, then tell me, so we're not wasting each other's time. Because there's plenty of other people out there that I could be, you know, making and building relationships with. And while I'm wasting my time here with you, when it's like kind of it's already a dead end. If you don't want to be my friend, if you are not going to put in the effort to move on, then there's nothing else we can do. And it's fine. Some people just can't get over things. You know, some people aren't able to be cordial. Some people aren't able to put themselves in other people's shoes. And, you know, and it actually, like, it kind of was the start, because this friend that did the same thing to me, it turns out, she's doing the same thing to a lot of other people, talking about them behind their backs and stuff. And just, she was not a good friend to me. I'm not saying she's not a good friend or a good person. I'm just saying she wasn't good for me. And so, therefore, she was a toxic person in my life that I had to, you know, wipe my hands with. Because what else can you do? I can't afford for you to be, you know, having me doubt myself, having you doubting my character. And so, you know, I forgive her because, you know, she's going through her own life. I know that because we were friends and I know what she's going through personally. But I also know that I don't want to forget, because it's a lesson that I learned, that you have to choose your friends wisely. And that if honestly, it was a red flag for me at the beginning. But if it's already the first week of school and you talking about someone behind their back and you call them your friend, I'm quoting with my fingers right now as I'm saying this, your friend, then maybe, just hear me out, maybe you shouldn't be friends with that person. Because it's totally fine for a friend to voice their opinion if they don't like someone, but then you need to hold them accountable. Because if you don't like someone and then you go and get ice cream with them down the street the next day, that's what you call a fake person. And DJs, they don't do fake people, believe it. Like, I can't. So yeah, I just can't deal with fake people, y'all. So she had to go. I had to wash my hands with her. And I see her every day, almost. I see her every Thursday. I'm not going to tell you who she is. Don't ask. Don't be hitting me up asking me, who was it? Y'all ain't finna know. But just, I forgave, and I don't forget. So, I live and I learn, too. So, how to get rid of toxic people. Basically, you just got to cut ties. Basically, you just got to live and you got to learn. You got to move on. You gotta forgive, but don't forget. Do remember all these things, guys. You gotta talk to new people. You gotta talk to everyone. You know, you gotta put yourself out there because it is technically a risk. Is that a risk you're willing to take? Just kidding. This is not like Survivor or something. Like, next on Social X. No, it's chill vibes here. All welcoming, all inclusive. I want you guys to feel comfortable. And I definitely don't want you guys to feel like I'm telling you what to do. I just want you guys to be open to making, like, clear-headed decisions when you guys, because, like, when it comes to toxic people, they can really mess you up. They can get close to you. They can get, like, in your lives, guys. And they can really wreck or break you. Like, this friend, I thought she was a really close person to me. I thought she really cared about me. And it turns out she was talking behind my back. Can't have that. So really don't, like, question your friends or anything. If you have a great group of friends that check in on you and love you and tell you that they love you every single day, then guys, you better keep and cherish that friend and take care of them. Because that's what happens when friend groups don't take care of each other. You know, don't pick sides. Be there for each other. I'm grateful to have a friend group that I have today. And they really do support me and are there for me and lots of and like all things. So thank you guys for tuning into today's podcast. I really appreciate you guys. If you guys have been tuning in all this time, if you haven't, please check out the past podcasts, because they are sick, especially last week's. It was fun. So have a good one. DJ Zay out.